If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. On Apple Podcasts, on Android, recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Communicate with us and other Heat fans all day long, all night long. Seriously, there's not a topic that doesn't get discussed there. Why are you on Twitter sifting through political tweets? Check out Off the Floor, $2.99 per month. Right here, the link. You can find it in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. You know who subscribes to Off the Floor? Our friend Lynette, 2 N's and 2 T's, A Aggressive Insurance Agency, 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800. Insurance by Lynette.com, car insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance. She can get all of it to you. Again, 954-581-8800, insurance by Lynette.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got a all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. I got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at Brady Hawk 305. Check out the last episode we did about some of the guys who popped in Summer League. The Heat are transitioning now from Sacramento to Las Vegas. So they'll be in Las Vegas, and we will have coverage of the games, not just here on the podcast, but also on our Discord and on Playback. Check out playback.tv/5RSN. Now, one of those who's going to be playing in Las Vegas, and we didn't necessarily anticipate this, is Jaime Jaquez. We thought that his one stint with the Summer League team was going to be enough, but he's going to participate in Vegas. It creates an interesting situation here because obviously he's going to take some minutes from some guys who are trying to sort of show out to the team here. He's not going to play in all the games, but we hear maybe a couple of them. And at the same time, he may elevate some of these guys. So we'll see what he looks like with them. And we're also going to talk about Nikola Jovic, who's in a different situation. He's supposed to be participating for Serbia on the national team. He got hurt in his very last workout in Miami during doing a drill. We had reported at that time that it looked like a couple of weeks before he would be back. There was a report that came out of Serbia today, and I don't speak that language particularly well. We have a lot of translators apparently on Off the Floor who suggested that he had a fracture, which was not what we had heard. And I did hear today that although he's not expected to participate in the preliminaries, there is a chance of him participating with the national team in the main draw. So we'll see what happens there. But I want to start with Hakez, and I want to start with some information that I got today. Before last training camp, there was a lot of excitement about Jaime, in particular because a couple of the coaches, I know Karan was one of them who was involved with Summer League, just thought he just blew it out of the water. Okay, in terms of being a rookie who came in, being prepared, and what his upside was. And now apparently there's another set of coaches who feels that way this year, because I've heard that he was one of the most impressive players on the select team. By the way, one of the others who came up was 17-year-old Cooper Flagg, who is likely going to be the number one overall pick coming up this next year. There's going to be extreme hype on him. But essentially, it was Cooper Flagg and Jaime Jaquez, who have been getting the most attention for what they did with the select team in practices and in the game against Team USA. And I'll just ask this question as we kind of project this forward, because we've talked about Jaime potentially being a starter or how this might play out this year, what he needs to work on. He talked about, you know, obviously not being a knockdown shooter and a lockdown defender. These are the two things he wants to concentrate on. But I also feel like sometimes we kind of shade Jaime's upside a little bit because he did come into the league at an older age than some of these others. Are we doing too much of that, I would ask? Because it seems like every time he's got himself in front of somebody else, he impresses.
100%. I mean, when guys go to college 4 years, it seems like they're capped out. Like, it is like what they come out into enter the league with. It's like people think that's what they're going to consistently have. But if a guy enters the league at 19, we're sitting here saying he's still growing at 22, 23, 24. So it doesn't matter when you enter the league. And I feel like it's probably even more so when a guy is new and he's able to adjust. It's kind of in a rookie year like we saw. So I do think we probably do that to his upside a little bit. And I think kind of the key for him this season to me is not only not limiting his upside, but also not putting him in a box. And I feel like because there were certain points with what the role he was in. And this is why I think with just looking at what the Caleb not being here anymore, if it benefits anybody, it benefits Jaime. Because I feel like it definitely put him in a position where it wasn't his natural role. Like, he was playing in these lineups with Caleb. He was trying to play that baseline and corner, and Caleb was there. Then he started playing that wing a little bit more just because he had to fill in some gaps. But when he's able to just fill in a role of like Jimmy and playing these certain lineups with shooting and Bam and Nico and running the floor, things just looked a lot better. So I think it's about not putting him in a box. He's talked about like wanting to be a knockdown shooter. There's videos going around today of his shooting, and I kind of feel like I already see an adjustment. Like, there's some things with just like the base in his shot that looks a little different to me. His shot looks quicker. The form has always been good. It's just more so just about consistency, it feels like, and just having the same shot every time, and just that repetition will kick in. But I think it's just about not making him like, okay, he's in this lineup. We need him just to be a straight up spot up shooter. It's not him. It's that you don't do that to Jimmy, you know, like you don't box the guys in when they have like skill sets that benefit in other ways. So I think just trying to get him going like in the mid post and in on the ball with pick and rolls that we saw in that Boston series in the playoffs, that he was a pretty like did some real things in the pick and roll. So I think it's just about not boxing him in. And that kicks into what you said is he has a higher upside that we probably give him credit for. And same goes, because I know we're going to mention Nico. I think the same goes for him, is that he probably has a higher floor than we give him credit for, because he has added a lot to his game that he's not a liability.
No, and I think that's fair, because we do talk about Jovic as the ceiling and Hakez as the floor. I think what's interesting about these couple games he's going to play at the Summer League is that he's not going to be asked to fit in any way. Like, he's not going to be the fourth scorer out there or being asked to hit, you know, threes, you know, after two actions. Like, he is going to probably have the ball in his hands a lot, and he's probably going to be their featured scorer. And as we talk about that, there were certain things that he did last year that it seems like teams caught on to. We talked about that spin move on the baseline, and then all of a sudden he was kind of spin cycling himself to death because teams took away that option. Like, we identified that. Obviously other teams were going to identify that. Also in transition, we talked about how he's just a go guy. Like, there is no looking to pass. There's none of that. He's one on four. He's going to go. And honestly, sometimes, because this team is so dysfunctional in transition, and this is something we need to drill down on during training camp. Okay. Like, how can they become even a functional transition team? Like, can they look at least like an AAU team, and not even an AAU team, the JCC team in transition? We'll take that at this point because they're just horrific in transition. But he does make plays in transition. They're just for himself and how to expand on that. So before we get into how this affects the other players who are going to be in Summer League, because I think this is an interesting byproduct of this, at least in the first couple games, what do you want to see from him as a featured scorer here for the first couple games?
I hit on the pick and roll stuff. I definitely would like to see that. Like, I just want to see what his options are in the pick and roll. Like, if he's going to get to the mid-range pull-up stuff, specifically, I think with Khalil Ware, that's kind of the most intriguing part, because look, if things break right and as things we expect to be, as Ware getting some possible backup big minutes for this team, Jaime and Ware should be getting a lot of glued minutes together. And it's the two youngest, like the two young rookies, the newest rookies on the team. And I'm just interested to see how they play together. Like, two guys that can absolutely just put their head down and be generate paint touches. Like, that's kind of the biggest thing. We've talked about so many things over the last few years about needing guys to do that. And you have Khalil Ware, who's just a big body that can do that, and Jaime that can put his head down. Like, that's needed. But what else would you want to see? I mean, I think efficiency is kind of a big thing. Like, if we talk about expanding role in Summer League when the ball's in his hands a ton, I think you don't want to see him go out there in this type of environment and just put up a bunch of shots. But that's not him. Like, he's not the type of guy I envision doing that. Like, he feels like a guy that's going to step in. He just wants to hoop. Like, he just wants to jump in because he's already in Vegas. He just wants to play basketball. He's going to be passive. He's not going to get in the way of these other guys I'd expect. Like, I don't think he's stepping in and it's like guys like Pele or Kashad or Ware is not going to get reps. Like, no. Like, I think that's kind of the big thing. He's kind of going to be in some ways, the vet of the group to kind of just set them up in a way. But I do think, like, I know some are worried and like kind of wondering why he'd even do this, but the point I keep making is, like, if he's not playing in Summer League, he's going to be playing in scrimmages and runs in a random gym in Miami or LA or wherever. If basketball is basketball, I mean, he's not going to be like overdoing it. He's not going to be playing in game 7 of the finals in the Summer League game. He's just going to be playing and just getting reps. And these reps are important. So we're kind of expecting him to be a little bit more on ball this next season, I'd appear. Like, I think you need him in that role. Like, if you want some type of fresh air in the room, like, you need Nico and Jaime to be able to not just be off-ball threats. You need them to be able to kind of initiate for themselves. This is a good door opener for that. Let's just see what he has. Like, don't put him in a box. Let's just see what he has, and then you can make the adjustments in training at camp and all that stuff down the line.
One more thing on this, and then we'll get to Jovic after the break. You mentioned Larson, and I do know that he's impressed the coaches as well with the Heat, and that he just doesn't. One thing I would say is he doesn't, like, Jaime had that swag from like moment one, and like it has felt a little bit, I think, in what's been portrayed to me, is that Larson's kind of still feeling his way there, that it just doesn't come quite as natural to him as it does to Jaime, but that the skill set is there. But let's look at some of the players who are on the Summer League roster. And look, we've talked about Summer League guys in the past. There was one, Jamal Cain, who just signed a two-way with New Orleans today. So we see guys who we get hyped up about. They come and go, all the rest of this. But I know you say it's not going to affect any of these guys in a negative way, but I do think there are a couple guys. Like, we've talked about Alondis Williams, right? And like his thing is scoring. Like, that seems to be his primary skill set. I do think Jaime getting touches in these first couple games could affect, because we saw Alondis Williams have his best game in the game that everybody else missed. So I do think it could affect him a little bit. I think with Ware, there is that connection that we want to see develop. With Larson, maybe he brings a little bit of this out in Larson as we go forward. Kashad Johnson, by the way, we're hoping to have on the podcast next week, so we look forward to that. He doesn't feel like he'd be affected by anybody, like, because he is just literally like Swiss Army knife, plug and play, Heat culture, from the PJ Tucker, Haywood Highsmith, you know, school of threes and fours and these kind of, you know, wings and small fours that they've had in the past. But would you say, is that fair to say that of the guys we've talked about the most, that Alondis probably gets affected the most by Jaime being featured?
I mean, I think all the point guards are going to be affected in some ways, just because, look, in the last game when you didn't have Swider and you didn't have Pele, like, it's just a bunch of guys that are just trying to run pick and roll and drive. Like, there's not a lot of shooting. That if you add Jaime into the mix, look, I probably think it's more important for those guys to have to deal with this, because when you're trying to earn a two-way contract and you're trying to get minutes in a rotation in the regular season, you don't know what lineup you're going to be thrown in. You don't know what position you're going to be thrown in. You don't know what scenario it's going to be. So you have to have the ability that, okay, on this night, after we had to step up and play a larger role when all the guys were out in this last game, now how about this one? We're going to have to step aside and play a little bit more off ball. We're going to have to find ways to be impactful even when we don't have the ball in our hands as much and not in as many actions. So I think that honestly is probably how they're evaluating a lot of these guys, is seeing how they react to that stuff. So I think not only Alondis, but like guys like Poland, guys like Stevens that are running the point and running their half court actions, maybe like, let's see if they could, how they look on spot ups, how they look off ball, how they look in all these other spots. And look, also Jaime's only playing in, if I'm correct, like two games, maybe. I don't think they're going to be playing him like crazy minutes. Like, they're going to weave him in and out, just kind of get him reps here and there with some of these guys. I'd expect them to glue his minutes with guys like Ware and Larson, like guys that they're expecting to like play together possibly in the near future. Like, I think they're going to just try to see those combos. But yeah, I do think, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that it's going to impact kind of the other guys in this team a little bit better.
Well, and if he plays the first two games and they win the first two games, then they have a chance to go deeper into the tournament, which means more opportunities for guys on the back end when he's gone. So actually, that's not such a bad thing, because we know kind of the way that summer league works. A lot of these teams end up going home early. You want to play it out as long as you possibly can to get as many guys opportunities as you can. All right, on the other side, we'll talk about Jovic. We do want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN, 5RSN, to get $20 to play. Here's the difference between this and the other legal sports books in the state of Florida. There's no VIG, so you're not just giving away money to the book for nothing. Additionally, you can find the line that you want in their markets, which is something you can't do on the others. So check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5RSN or betteredge.com/5reasons, and you'll get directly to our page, and you can start making your plays today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
All right, Jovic. There is some, I don't know, there's, I guess, again, I'm having trouble with the language. We had this issue with Jovic earlier in the season. So I don't know if he has a fracture or he doesn't. I just know he was hurt. We saw, obviously, the photos of him at the airport. I had checked into it at that time. I was told he'd be reevaluated in 2 weeks. I think that was 3 weeks ago, actually. And it seems odd to me that it would come out as a fracture now, after he's already made the trip over there, when that's not the way it was described to me initially. It was described to me as an ankle sprain and not a fracture. Again, all ankle sprains are different too, so people should realize that. High ankle sprains, different degrees of ankle sprains, etc. So I don't know if he's going to play in the Olympics. I don't. It does appear he's going to be held out of some of the preliminaries at the very least. Does this matter, Brady? I guess I don't want to downplay it too much because we were excited to see what he looked like in this, but we did see what he looked like last summer. That seemed to help, but also the way that he developed him seemed to help more. So does this matter?
Well, I'll say that the reports were that he's likely going to miss the Olympics as well. So it's like this is going to be a big chunk. And I saw one thing. It was like that the Heat might even limit his travel possibly, just to be really careful. Mm-hmm. But I mean, selfishly, we all wanted to see him play in this role. Right. We wanted to see him play next to Jokic. We wanted to see him play against Team USA. We wanted to see the way he could play like in this, just like we're talking about with Jaime in Summer League. Like, it's the same thing. Like, Jovic was going to get real on-ball opportunities. Even he played a little bit more of an off-ball role last season with this team, but I think there was a little bit more of an opportunity there just kind of see him grow. But the most important thing for Miami's aspect is like this is the time to get this guy healthy. This is the time where he needs the time off to get ready for next season. And he's a pretty reliable player. Like, he was somebody that was in the mix in that starting lineup pretty much whenever they put him in that time on. And it's like, this is the time to get him healthy. There's no reason to rush it back. There's no reason. Miami should be trying to be careful with this and not making sure he tries to make a push in the Olympics and tries to do that. But I am curious to see, like, similarly with Jaime, I'm curious to see the defensive stuff, where it continues to grow, because it took a massive jump last season. Like, I didn't think it would take a jump that quickly, but some of his ability to switch onto different guys, he finally kind of got his point across that he's not a five. And I think Bam's trying to take the Jovic route and say, I'm a four, I'm not a five thing. And he just needs somebody to vouch for him now. But he did. Like, he made that point across. He proved himself that he could play in that role. And I guess the next thing for him is just consistently, it really is similar to Jaime. Like, Jaime said after the season, I want to be a lockdown defender and a knockdown shooter. And in some ways, it's kind of what Jovic is aiming to do, because that's kind of the role in this team. The difference is, Jovic is kind of the natural high upside guy that I think we are all looking to see more opportunity for him, just to see what else is there, because we know what his base is. Like I said before, I think his floor is higher than we give him credit for, but we're all curious to see what else is there on the upside part. So I am curious to see him just play basketball. Like, I just want to see what else he has from different spots on the floor. The finishing, I think we all want to see the finishing, just efficiency grow, just because if he's a big 6'11 guy that can handle and get to the basket, if he could just get the efficiency right, he is a tough player to deal with. So, I guess it's just a little bit of a downer just to not be able to see him in this specific lineup with Jokic.
Yeah, and again, we don't know for sure. That's the thing I want to be clear on. It just seems like some of the news today was pointing that direction, that he may not be participating. And look, Serbia is a team that has a chance to go pretty deep in that tournament, so we thought we'd get to see a lot of him. And, certainly, again, I don't think it could hurt him. And I keep coming back to this, and you said it correctly on the Hakez thing. Guys are going to play ball. Like, I mean, Jovic got hurt in the last, apparently one of the last drills on the last day in Miami. Like, this stuff happens. And honestly, sometimes it's more prone to happen in the unorganized stuff, you know, where it's a little sloppy. The guys are looser than it would be if he's playing in a tournament for his country where he's obviously going to be focused. I mean, his mind is going to be right. Yeah, I know everybody points to the Paul George thing that happened a few years ago. And I get it, you know, more. But again, these are basketball players. This is what they do for a living. I mean, it's like saying that a writer is going to write a bad sentence eventually. Well, the more you write, yeah, there's a chance you're going to write a bad sentence, but it's what you do. It's also how you get better. And so I think that if Jovic does play, if the Heat are comfortable with it, Serbian team is comfortable with it, I think Heat fans should be comfortable with it. And as far as Hakez goes, you know, that guy just looks like he wants to play basketball all the time. Like, that's right. That's just his makeup. He's not really for any of the frills or any of that stuff. You know, he's not. And it's something I think we had to get used to covering him this past year. But he just wants to play basketball. Like, everybody's telling him to be like the voice of Mexico and all the rest. Like, he just wants to play basketball. And I don't think there's any harm in him playing a couple of games out there, and we'll see what happens. All right, we'll have more on these guys as we go forward. I think we're going to do a Terry Rozier episode here soon. I feel like we're down for one of those now that we know he's going to be ready for training camp. In fact, a friend of mine sent me some pictures today of Terry running outside of his gym. So he seems to be doing a lot physically of late. So we'll get into that as we go forward. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.